Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Monday.
It is Monday, December 3rd.
You just completely ignored everything I just did.
Hey, what'd you do?
I was just excited to be awake.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Happy Monday. Happy December.
December 3rd.
How crazy is that?
I don't know what happened this year because I don't remember going through it.
Yeah, I cannot believe that it is the final month of 2012 and ever. You know, because the world's going to end here soon.
Right. No, December 21st?
Yeah. Or they just ran out of room on the calendar and were like, well, that's good.
Well, they didn't have paper. They only had stone and it's not like they could erase it or anything.
Right, exactly. So I was like, well, I guess that'll have to do. I mean, we're not going to be around. 2012, you really think we're going to last that long?
Imagine them, like, conspiring.
Yeah.
All these old men in a cave. They're laughing.
Did they live in a cave?
Yeah. They had to.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you take history class?
Of course I did. We watched a lot of movies.
Oh.
All the history I know is from Last of the Mohicans. And
which I saw this weekend.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, man, right there.
I saw it, and let me tell you.
Okay, let me just preface this with that is one of my favorite movies of all time, and if you have anything negative to say.
I don't have anything negative to say.
Okay, good.
I'm really creeped out by how Daniel Day-Lewis can make himself look attractive.
Wait, what?
Because you never recognize him in any film.
Oh, I'm not creeped out by that.
Oh, I'm creeped out.
I don't understand what that even means.
Okay, so I know he's a method actor, so I'm always just like, I'm watching him act like, what is he doing now? What was his purpose for doing this? I'm kind of looking into things, maybe, but yeah. I never recognize him in any of his films, so I have to figure out, like, the scene, it starts shooting, and I'm like, who is he? Which one is he? And I have to figure out, okay, he's the main character.
Of course.
But I haven't seen There Will Be Blood.
Okay.
But I saw Lincoln.
Okay.
And I saw Gangs of New York, which was super boring, and I didn't finish it.
I didn't see it because somebody ruined the ending for me.
Oh, see, don't even worry about it, because it takes 7 years to get there.
Right.
Like, it got to the point where we're like, can we turn this off, because I don't think it's ever going to end.
Yeah.
And so I was super bored by it, but so I saw Last Mohicans. I'm like, why did he choose this love role? Like, that's so crazy, but yeah,
this
it worked.
Movie came way before any of all those other movies you said.
I know.
He's incredible.
But it was really good.
Yeah.
Except I couldn't help but laugh at the waterfall scene.
Why would you laugh?
Because everyone's ruined it for
Stay
me.
Stay alive! No matter what occurs, I will find you! Stay alive!
And then he jumps out of the waterfall. He's okay. He should have just stayed.
Why should he have stayed?
He's kind of being a little jerk.
He had to go take care of some stuff.
What? We didn't see it.
Well, he took care of some things.
Oh, did he? Because the next thing I know is that he's tracking her.
Yeah. He had to take care.
They caught them.
They had to take care of some things. He took care of some stuff.
Oh, okay.
Or it was just an epic scene. And he wanted to make a really cool exit. Hey, you know what? I'm going to jump out of this waterfall. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it was a really good movie.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed it.
It makes my day.
Except the ending wasn't ruined for me or anything, but I was watching all of this movie by myself, and then I had a friend come over. It's like at the very end, she's like, what are you watching? I'm like, Last Mohicans. I think this part's supposed to be really intense, so you shouldn't talk.
Oh, that's like the best part.
Oh, no. She walked in when that girl...
Shh. Spoiler alert.
When that girl totally...
No! I know what she does. Stop talking.
I was messed up.
Yeah, it was.
She's like, why is she doing that? I'm like, I think there's a good reason for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie. I'd watch it again.
It's fantastic.
Apparently you have, since you know the lines.
I know many of the lines. I've seen that movie 140,000 times.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, good.
Just how I saw it.
I don't like streaming movies because then it's not good quality.
Oh, see,
you don't
just
get like the HD.
I don't own it on Blu-ray, and anyone who does hasn't let me borrow it.
So. It's Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, it is here. We've got Cover to Cover at 9 a.m. We should probably get a couple records to vote on.
Yeah.
In fact, hey, you 6 o'clockers, give us some suggestions. We're going to only, you know, we only give you 2 to vote for with Cover to Cover, so you got to tell us which ones you want to hear.
Facebook.com/MyAesthetic Radio.
That is right. And Mad Lib Monday, possibly. potentially later?
Maybe.
We'll have to see about that
one. I highly doubt it.
We came into broken stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, our phone lines are down, so I apologize. If you try and give us a call, not going to work. Just not good.
We don't get to talk to Matthew. We don't get to talk to...
Oh, I'm sure he's going to leave us a voicemail.
Leave you a voicemail.
He leaves me a voicemail when he doesn't get to talk to us, so... Which is good. I should start playing some of these, recording them and playing some of these, because there's some good stuff going on there. So anyways, it is Monday, and of course, Mad Lib Monday, and Cover to Cover, get your suggestions in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got the last Bison for you right now. The song is called Distance. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Here comes Cyclone, here comes Cyclone, running down Cyclone Lane.
I almost don't want to interrupt the king.
Then don't.
Oh, okay, shh.
Bells are ringing, children's ear, all is merry and bright.
That dude is awesome.
Isn't he?
I love him.
You asked me to get all this Christmas music yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I did, but it took me forever because I just wanted to listen to all of every song.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's a good jam right there.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
There's a lot more.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to December. It is officially here.
December 3rd, 6:30.
Steve Owen Mitch.
I don't know what happened.
It was a fantastic weekend. Can I just say?
I was
energized and excited and ready to get to work this morning because I was so excited to talk about the weekend.
Yeah, okay. So tell me about your weekend.
Well, yesterday I got to guest speak.
At your church?
Teach at my church.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so awesome.
Good. You taught.
It was mucho fun.
It was like.
A couple services.
The overview was like Spider-Man, but really.
Superheroes is the theme going on right now. Next week is the final, or this coming Sunday, the final message in the series. But yeah, my quote unquote guy, I guess, was Spider-Man.
Okay.
Which makes sense because my guy.
Is Spider-Man. Yeah, no, that's who. I guess all I can say is it's your guy.
But spoiler alert, it's really about Jesus. Yeah.
Of course.
I know.
That makes sense.
You know, we're at church.
Yeah.
So kind of. But no, really.
But it's good when you can find those parallels. Like
it was great. It was absolutely amazing. And so, you know, it is the Christmas season. This was the first, week of Advent, mm-hmm. which yes. is hope, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing to have. Not like a, hey, I really hope this happens, but that joyful expectation we have in
knowing Christ. It's going to.
Yeah. So it was just really good. It was a really good Sunday, you know.
Good.
And then I got to go home and watch the Buccaneers get absolutely throttled by the Broncos.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
But
nothing can bring you down.
No.
Nothing can bring you down.
No, nothing can bring me down.
Nope.
So... Just so happy right now.
Of course.
That was not awesome. Of course you are. Do you have a Christmas list made out yet?
Like of what I want?
Yeah.
I didn't ever think that this was going to happen, but I really don't want anything.
Wait, what?
No, really.
Well, that helps me out. Because I'm not going to get you anything.
Exactly.
And then you'll think I'm fulfilling your Christmas list.
I'm like, you got me everything I didn't want.
Right.
Because I didn't want any... Oh, wait. No, that doesn't
I got you
sense.
Everything you wanted.
Everything I wanted.
I'm going to get you everything you want this year.
Yeah.
Nothing.
See, I don't have anything specific. I remember probably like 2 years ago, I was like, here's my list. It's like 30 right. items long.
Yeah.
And I just don't really want anything this year.
Yeah.
I already got my husband a present, but he already knows what it is. But I told him he can't have it till Christmas, so...
How's your present? I got you something already.
You got me something?
Yeah.
What'd you get me? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Okay.
See, I like surprises.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, then I won't tell you that I already gave you a longboard.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember when I already gave it to you and you used it on Sunday?
Yeah, it was really nice, actually. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
That's not really why I gave it to you. I just gave it to you. But, you know. I could pretend like it was for Christmas. So now I'm going against
the Christmas
wishes.
I tried to refuse it.
I know, you did.
I was like, no, it's cool. I don't.
That was very
fine.
Fake kind of you.
No, really.
You know when somebody gives you a gift and you're like, I really, really want this
gift.
But
I wanted to pay for it.
But I really don't want them to think that I'm selfish. So I'm going to pretend to offer something.
No.
When really, I hope they just accept I hope they just are generous.
That's not how this is.
No, that's how it works.
No,
though.
No.
I'm not saying how this is.
No, no.
You know that's how it works, though.
Let me tell you how it went in my mind. Okay, you're like showing me this long board. You're like,
I've used it. I used it once.
Right, right. Okay, so you're like, you can just have it. And I'm like, no, no, no. I'll pay for it. Like, I'll totally pay for it.
You pay for it every day when you come to work with me.
It's true. Number one, true.
Anyways,
but on. So you were like, no, just take it. Just take it. No, no, I really, it's fine. I'll pay for it. Or I didn't want to take it for free. But then you're like, I've ridden it like once. And so it becomes more okay in my mind. Okay, well then maybe I could take this for free. But no, it's still not okay.
No, because it's like brand new.
It's like brand new. It looks amazing. I was like, okay, yeah. I shouldn't take this.
It's brand used.
Brand used. And then you're like, well, I didn't even pay for this. Somebody gave it to me. I was like, oh, shoot, give it to me.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
And then I felt okay about it.
Yeah. My brother-in-law passed it on to me because he never used it. And I got to use it like once. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm old. And when I fall, it really hurts.
Did you fall?
No, maybe. Yeah.
I've never fallen off of a longboard. And so I'm really afraid.
That means you're just not trying hard enough.
No.
That means you're not going fast enough.
Uh-huh. No. Yesterday, I got really afraid that I was about to fall.
That was a good photo yesterday on Kelly's Instagram.
Thanks. Huh? Thanks.
Good photo. Too bad there was like this weird conversation going on, so it was distracting. I'm like, what is happening right now?
I didn't understand.
Hey, look, there's that longboard. Oh, this is a good photo. Wait, why are they talking to each other on
Skip
Instagram?
Skip said he liked my pants.
What?
in that same conversation.
Amazing.
I was so excited. Kelly's like, Skip likes your pants. He's like, is that what he really said on your photo? He did. I win.
It is Christmas time. And so here's the big question of the day. What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas?
Now is the perfect time. It is December. It is kicked off. But, no, it's not Christmas yet. So there's plenty of time for that loved one to get you that something. So this morning, here's what we're asking. What do you want for Christmas? I don't know. I don't want anything
either.
Do
you want any? No, you don't. See,
I'm trying to think what I would want for Christmas.
It's more like, what do I not want? I don't want any candy.
Oh, I know what I want. If I had unlimited funds, I need a snowboard. I was talking to my dear friend John Chitwood,
mm-hmm.
who is an incredible human being. And
oh, yes, I met him.
Yeah. John, Southern Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
They, are very key to the success of this year ministry.
It's true.
They're one of those businesses that help support, you know.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, Southern Boulevard Automotive. Anyway, I took my car because it was like making noises. So I walked in and did the, hey, my car is doing the. And he was like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what that is. We'll take care of it. But anyways, found out he's a snowboarder. So we're talking snowboarding. Ooh. I've had the same board for like 7 years.
Oh, yeah. I've had the same one for like 4.
I need a new board.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could get anything for Christmas, I think that's probably what I want. I got new boots. So
that's
I need
good.
A board.
You do.
I need a board.
You just walk around.
My board is like as tall as you.
Well, yeah, because it has to be a certain height for
no, but
your
it's
height.
Short. That's short.
Is it?
It's supposed to be longer.
It's supposed to be taller than you?
Yeah, I want like...
Oh, mine's about as tall as me.
My first
true.
Board, I wanted like a trick board, you know, because like the shorter it is, easier it is to pull tricks and do those things. So it's like, I want a short board, but it's a short... I have a 154. It's a wide board. It's a 154, so it's like a short board. And I thought I wanted that, but now I want a longer one. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Because you just want a snowboard.
Yeah, because if I get stuck on a catwalk...
It's over.
Done. I'm stopped and there's nothing I can do, so... That's what I want for Christmas.
Snowboard.
What do you want for Christmas? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That is the question of the morning. Oh, yes. You could have anything in the universe. What would you want for Christmas? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Oh, Mariah. Okay, enough of that.
That was so sad. Why would you stop such a song in the middle?
Oh, man.
Just like that.
Also, what do you want for Cover to Cover? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Cities and Saints is the band. Steve-O and Mitch is the show.
And we're in the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning. Yeah. happy Monday.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah.
Will you please stop talking when I'm talking?
I'm sorry.
It's Christmas time. December 3rd. Happy Monday, everybody.
Just checking it twice.
Go ahead, Mitch. Just go. If you were.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Oh, wow.
Baby.
Justin Bieber.
Thank you.
Some Christmas music for you this morning. And speaking of Christmas, what do you want for Christmas? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I know one church got an early Christmas wish locally here in Albuquerque. KUAT broke a story about a church who was broken into. Mm-hmm. These thieves stole equipment over Thanksgiving. And after seeing the story, another church offered to loan New City Christian Church a sound system and other equipment for their Sunday services.
That is...
Yep.
Wow.
Right?
That's amazing.
The day before Thanksgiving, thieves rifled through a church's belongings before dumping what they didn't want on the mesa. The thieves took everything but the Bibles. Yeah. Everything.
Oh, it makes me want to punch someone in the face.
Yeah, but the good news is New City's Sunday services were back in full swing this week, and it was a day of celebration for the congregation. Pastor Nate Bush said from the beginning that the church had forgiven the thieves, so no punching people in the face.
Well, I know.
If the church can forgive them, you have to forgive.
I was not just kidding that I'd want to punch someone in the face, but I wouldn't do
that.
Well,
no, that's a good response. That's a normal human response to get frustrated and angry. The scripture talks about us getting angry. It just says, in your anger, do not sin. And the presupposition is, you're going to get angry. Mm-hmm. There's times where you're going to get frustrated.
I'm so proud of you right now.
I'm trying really hard.
That was really good for that caller
last week. Can I just say, here's what sucks about this. I'm trying desperately. I taught yesterday, and there were a few times where I was like, and I like bit my tongue because I'm like, oh, I don't want to offend anybody. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, no, I just saw your face just now. It's like, oh, I can't say that.
I almost did, because that's my normal vocabulary. You know what the funny thing is this weekend?
No.
One of the Jeter boys.
One of them said it?
Said something that was like, yep.
Whoops.
No, not a whoops. It was like, okay, good to know. You know? His tummy didn't feel well. So he comes to me, he's like, Dad, I feel like crap. And I said... Okay. What's wrong? My stomach hurts, dude. I'm serious. I feel like crap.
His voice is 8 times lower than yours. It's crazy.
And I said, all right. Cool.
That's funny.
Good to know. Thank you. Thank you very kindly for that.
Oh, man. Did you laugh? Because I think I
giggled because it was really cute. It was cute. I don't care. Pastor Nate Bush, the pastor of the church that was robbed, ripped off, said, you know, the church has forgiven the thieves. From my heart to theirs, we really hope they find forgiveness, redemption, he said, because it was a church. It was a story. Maybe they'll find a better opportunity to get on a better path. Now, here's a great quote from our dear friend, Jared Bridge. I didn't even know it was Jared. I saw the story and I printed it out. And then all of a sudden I'm like, Jared, when I hear that New City Church's stuff was stolen, his first reaction was, we got to help. So Anchor Church is actually letting them borrow its soundboard, PA system, and other items until they can be replaced. And he said, see, the family of God is the church. And when the church hurts, the church comes alongside to help. So
that's cool.
Yeah, man. It's exciting to hear that a local Albuquerque church is helping another local Albuquerque church.
Coming together.
So during this season.
Yeah.
Or any season, really.
Or any season. I think that if that would have happened in July, it would have been the same.
I would hope so. Mm-hmm. I really would. But it seems like, you know, the spirit of Christmas, it's a little more generous and people are a little more willing to help and just give their time. You know, we have Teresa from the Rescue Mission in every week, and mm-hmm. she talks about this. This season is a good season for them.
Yeah.
In the community, people give. They give their time. They give their money. Donations are good. And then come January, February.
Right. Down because
drops, but completely, like, drops off.
I've seen this even in my life, where where I want to be super giving. I want to get everyone a present. I don't want to leave anyone out. And then come January, February, I'm like, I'm broke. I can't help you. Did you see what happened last month?
Yeah.
So
I hear that. Yeah. If I had all the money in the world, I have ideas for presents for everybody. But the fact of the matter is, it's not feasible. That's not doable for the Jeter fam either.
So this Christmas, be good with your money.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. This Christmas, we'll see our friends every year. We have a Christmas party.
We call it
the nine.
Okay.
And it's like nine of our closest friends,
right,
which we've now expanded. It's like the 13 now. Oh. I don't know. There's more of us. But we all go in. And, you know, kind of like a Secret Santa type thing.
Yeah.
But the gift is a minimum $50.
That's good.
And so all of our close friends, and you get a gift, mm-hmm, at least a $50 gift, mm-hmm, and we go throw this party, and we have fun, and everybody gets a solid gift, and that's it. You don't, you know, so I don't get Joey, I don't get, you know,
right,
I don't get all my friends' presents. Joey happens to be a part of that. Jason happens to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. The Gats from Square Root, like all of
they're part
of that.
Right.
Johnny B, you know, so then it's like, hey man, sorry I didn't get you anything. No,
no,
this is part of it. That's really cool.
Is it like, so you guys have pick a name or
yeah,
is it like White
name.
Elephant?
Oh,
okay.
Pick a name. Everybody gets a name and, you know, nobody can know who everybody got.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the big Christmas party and it's always my favorite time of the year because it's my closest friends. We all get to hang out and that's it. And there's no expectation of like, well, I know that we do this, but it'd be really cool if I got like a $20, you know. No, there's none of that. And
yeah,
so because of that, it really eliminates a lot, especially, you know, people with families. It's tough.
Yeah, no, it is.
Even if you're getting all your friends a $10 gift.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of money.
It could be $100 if you have 10 friends.
Well, yeah.
But I don't.
So that'd be like $30 for you.
Shut up.
That's a lot of money.
I know. I can't really afford that.
$30?
I'm thinking of actually dropping a few people off the list. So I don't need those friends, do
I? Sorry, Kelly. Sorry, man. I know he's your best friend, so he's got to go, I guess.
Of course.
Kelly and Becca. So that means that leaves me. So you're going to get me something.
Right.
Woo! There you go. We just solved all the problems.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No? Okay.
No. But we actually did something similar last year. Kelly's family hit my family. We are one family.
Right. Yeah.
We had a white elephant as well. But we had a really... I guess not as well, but we had a really expensive white elephant where like we all had to bring a really nice gift.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being the most intense white elephant exchange ever. Like we were fighting
like
for
negotiations.
Stuff. Yeah, we're like, no, seriously, I'll trade
you. You don't need that Blu-ray player. I need it.
You have one. Like stuff like that. Yeah, no, I actually fought for my own gift that I brought.
Christmas, bro.
I didn't tell anyone that I brought it. I want it.
That's cheating.
I don't think it's cheating. I use it every day.
Wow.
I need to see
the spirit of Christmas is alive.
I needed
in your
a panini
household.
Grill and no one else got one. So
wow. A panini grill? Really?
I use it every day.
Oh, I hate paninis.
Why?
Because they're rigid and they wreck your like roof of your mouth. You try and eat it, it's a crispy sandwich. It's shards of hatred.
Whoever's making your panini sandwiches, they're grilling them for too long.
Well, I don't want to say who because, you know,
it's you.
Wonderful people, but no. Paninis. Ugh. They're like ridges.
You're out of control.
It's like chips.
It looks
the worst.
So, you know what?
I don't like it.
You're picky.
I am picky. I don't like paninis.
You're out of control.
I like soft bread. That melts and sticks to the roof of
my
mouth.
That's disgusting. That's exactly what I thought. Like the white Wonder Bread. Like, oh, gross.
It's my favorite.
You can roll it into a ball.
I'm an Iron Bread kid.
Did you ever do that?
Of course.
I just eat the whole thing.
I'm a child. Are you kidding me?
Gross.
I have Paul in Houston for my birthday got me these like cookie cutter things.
Oh, yeah.
That I use for sandwich. I think they actually are for sandwiches.
Because it came in your sandwich, your lunchbox.
That's right. Yeah. And it's got a TIE fighter. And it's got the Millennium Falcon. I've used that. Oh, yeah.
Of course you have.
So you can't have like crazy gnarly bread.
Because you're a child.
If you're wanting to have a Millennium Falcon sandwich. There is nothing greater than having a Millennium Falcon sandwich. Are you kidding me?
I guess not.
I call it the Ham Solo. Thank you!
Oh, my
Woo!
God.
Just made that up! That's the greatest thing of all time! Okay, well, that's it for me.
All right.
That's the best joke I've ever told. I gotta go.
Time for you to go.
I'll see you guys later. I'm just kidding.
Oh
Coming right
gosh.
Back, we've got your Christmas list. What do you want? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And, of course, cover to cover, your suggestions. Let us know. We're going to narrow it down to two.
Ooh,
what I mean. I'll see, which is hilarious, because I saw MXPX and said, yes, MXPX. Hey, there you go.
Okay.
You want to put that against each other? No, we got to see. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll play some Paramore, and we'll keep going. It's Sebo and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, it's good.
Oh,
kinda,
no? Kind of what?
Whoa.
Kind of what?
Kind of making it sound weird.
Sorry.
No, it's cool.
I'm having fun in the studio with our super awesome board. Happy Monday, everybody.
26 years.
It is a great day.
It is. Just told me a bit about your teaching. And
oh, man, it was so great.
So good.
Yeah, it was a cool weekend. Had a chance to guest speak at Remedy.
You can find it. It's podcasted, so people can listen if they want, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's up yet. You know what I mean?
It will be remedyabq.org?
Our church has a staff of like five. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe four. Maybe four, actually. So, yeah. Remedyabq.org, and they'll post the podcast. When it's up, I'm sure we'll link it.
Yeah.
I'll link it when it gets up. So, it is Monday, which means...
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Monday. But here's the problem. Man. Our phone lines are down.
Wrong.
This is me trying to answer.
Hey. Oh, look, no one's there. Hey. Oh, no one's there. Cool. Hey.
Yeah, our
no
phone one's lines are down right now, which is not awesome. But the good news is our wonderful engineer, Jim, has taken our distress call, and he will be in this morning.
We're severely distressed.
We are. Bro, it's a morning show. We need the phone lines. So that means Mad Lib Monday is going all Facebook.
That's right.
Thebes actually took the initiative before we even posted anything for Mad Lib Monday and said, hey, since the phones aren't working, here's a head start for words.
He has some good words. Can I say some?
Yeah.
Carnivorous.
Ooh, I like that.
Frankenberry cereal.
Of course.
Harpooned.
Okay.
Epidermis.
All right.
Travis Barker.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes.
Celebrity?
Yeah. Ceremoniously.
All right.
Shanghaied.
Shanghaied.
I like that.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he ever call in?
Because he lives in California. That's crazy expensive.
No, it's not. Everyone gets free long distance these days. Astronomically.
Yeah.
Two-step. Radiology. Is it knifed? I guess it is knifed, huh?
It's kniffed.
It's knifed.
Yeah.
But that's not a double S, so it'd be knifed.
Knifed.
Knifed, or is it knived?
It's knifed.
Knifed you?
But yeah, because it's not plural.
I guess you're right. No, that's what
did they knife you over and over? Knives?
Not with knives.
Unless it was Knives Chow, and then you got knives.
I say, that's a really cool name.
Yeah.
Knives.
Yeah.
Knives, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. You got knifed.
Time travel?
The Final Frontier.
The Final Frontier. Bungalow. Parakeet.
I like that, Thebes. So he took the initiative. We're going to take a bunch of these. We got a Mad Lib for Mad Lib Monday. Today's Mad Lib. How to become a Jedi Knight.
Oh, good.
So we need your nouns, adjectives, adverbs. Yeah.
Get to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio because seriously, we're going to need some help.
I am already adding... one of Thebes right here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Are you reading it before?
No, because there's nouns and all these things, and then it says person in room.
Travis Barker.
Exactly. Instead of person in room, I'm just going to put person.
Because
Travis Barker is hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's hilarious. I've never met him.
He had a show for a while.
Did he?
On MTV.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. I follow him on Instagrams.
You should.
Blink's in the studio right now in case anybody's curious.
That's a lie.
That guy it's not a lie. They really are in the studio. You know, after his plane crash, mm-hmm. him and DJ AM were in that gnarly plane crash, mm-hmm. Travis Barker actually began searching,
mm-hmm.
looking for answers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have an experience like that.
And you make
so,
it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So Travis Barker, since, you know, he's been getting tattooed lately and looking... And all of his tattoos are Christ tattoos, are all biblical tattoos. And I started doing a little research, and yeah, now he proclaims Jesus.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's very cool.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
So,
I guess it's, crazy is a good word.
It's just, you know, God is good.
Yes.
It's cool to see. So, Mad Lib Monday, and we need your nouns, adjectives. Here's the thing. I am looking at this, so you're going to have to... How about this? I will ask for them, and you just give me your favorite ones that you see on Facebook. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll play a couple songs. We'll come back. We'll do Mad Lib Monday.
Get to Facebook right now. We need them.
All right, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Good news, all you Blindside fans. If you've been curious where they are, we found them.
This is my jam.
At least Christian and Simon. Christian the front man and Simon the guitar player.
It's kind of like Matt and Toby. Like, what about everyone else?
Christian and Simon. Except the band name kind of sucks. So they said, let's go with Lind Forest.
Which is a lot better.
Which is, yeah.
Isn't it just his last name?
It's his last name in English. Yeah, Christian Lindskog. Some sleeping at last there. Good morning.
It's time for Mad Lib Monday. It's a fun day for you and me.
Hey, good job.
Thank you.
I like that. That was good.
Thanks.
Could you do it again if I
forced
you? Okay, good. All right, so ready?
No, okay, yeah. I could do it. I remember my lyrics.
That's okay. You definitely don't have to ruin this song. It is Mad Lib Monday, and thanks to our dear friend Bill, we have some really rad Star Wars Mad Libs. And thanks to the phone company...
We don't have a phone.
We don't have phone lines.
So, thank you once again.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that one gets... Thank you.
Engineer coming out this morning, hopefully to fix them.
Yeah,
because, you know, we're a morning show. We kind of need interaction and phone calls.
I see that you place the word hopefully in front of the phrase to fix them.
Yes, hopefully.
Because that's not 100% for sure.
Yes, if this were a Mad Lib, that would not be the word I would have chosen. But,
hopefully.
Yeah. Check it out. It's Mad Lib Monday. We've gotten some on Facebook. Yes. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. So here's what's going to happen. Since you guys can't call in, we cannot go a Monday without Mad Lib Monday.
No, it's not okay.
So Ryan gets the idea. Thebes gets the idea. And it seems like a whole bunch of people have gotten the idea at this point. We need your words. So I'm going to ask you, Mitch, for one.
This is going to suck
for me. You give me what you think is hilarious and or the best on Facebook.
Okay.
You can even tell me who it's from.
Okay, but this might take a while because I have to go through and...
That's true.
Okay.
This is true. Well, let's start easy.
Okay.
I need a noun.
Frankenberry cereal.
Okay, that's a long noun.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, I'll...
Oh, no, I'll no. I'll epidermis.
Epidermis?
Mm-hmm.
What's epidermis?
Your epidermis is showing...
Is it my elbow?
It's your skin.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Well, I guess I could be used as body part. It's not a body part, really. It's just a...
Well, is it part of your body?
Well, yeah, but it's not like... Would that be considered...
Adjective.
Astronomically.
Isn't that an ad... No, yes. It'd be astronomical, right?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. We have a lot more, so...
Adjective.
Another adjective. Stinky.
Okay. Good job. I like that. Adverb.
Hungrily.
Hungrily. Adjective.
Oh my gosh. Oh dear. Is... No.
What? It's a describing word. An adjective.
Chatty?
Okay.
Or no. Yeah, chatty. I don't know what that is, actually.
What?
Look, Amy says for this a noun and then a chatty. Oh,
no, that's
just kidding.
That's a noun.
That's the definition.
Yeah.
Darn. shut up.
You can do this.
I can do this.
I believe in you.
What do you need? An adjective?
Yeah.
Is
any minute now.
Is that one?
What?
Carnivorous?
Sure. That's just a describing word.
Sounds like it.
All right.
Carnivorous. Thebes has a lot of good words. If you want to get your Mad Lib Monday word, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We are taking them now.
Plural noun.
Would Chuck Taylor's count? Because those are shoes.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck Taylor's.
I can't wear Chuck Taylor's anymore.
Because they make your feet stink.
They make my feet hurt because they're so flat. There's like, no, I started wearing these shoes and they're so cushy and wonderful.
See, do you think that's what happens with old age? People are like, oh, I can't wear those.
Whoa,
I'm not young
whoa,
again.
Whoa.
Hold on, let me finish.
I'm not
saying that you're old.
What the crap?
I'm not saying that you're old. Hold on. Because we start like spoiling ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, I used to wear Chuck Taylors, but then I got these shoes, which are so much nicer, and now I can't wear Chuck Taylors. Next thing you're going to be wearing is orthopedic shoes, like, with, like, the Z-coil.
No,
like,
bro.
It's what you're going to be.
No, I am not.
Because they're so good for you.
These are comfortable and stylish.
Yeah, but pretty soon they're not going to be comfortable anymore, and you have to go to Z-coil.
Oh, man.
You're going to be one of those people.
You are frustrating me to no end right now. I need a noun.
Banana.
You didn't even hesitate. That was amazing. Okay. I need another noun.
Fibber to giblet. Gibbet.
What?
Fibber.
I can't even say that. Why would I put that?
A chatty, scatterbrained person. That's Amy's.
Okay.
Fibber to gibbet.
What?
Flibber to gibbet. That's what it is.
What?
Flibbert to gibbet.
I can't even spell that.
Okay, fine.
Madlib Monday, please give us words that are...
Another noun?
What was it? Okay, yes. Give me a noun.
Bologna. Does that work?
Bologna.
Bologna. It's like Wednesday.
Now I need a plural noun.
A plural is metacarpals. Is that a plural noun? I don't know what that is.
Sure.
I'm going to dictionary that one. What are metacarpals? Hold on, I have to refresh the page. Make sure.
I thought that was a body part.
Is it?
Man,
I'm about to find out.
We are just on it for Mad Lib Monday.
Hold on. Do you know what metacarpals? You don't know what they are.
It's Mad Lib Monday, and we want to get through this Mad Lib.
It is.
Sometime today.
It's a bone of the hand between the wrist and finger.
Yeah, your metacarpal.
Carpal tunnel. I get it.
Okay. Can I get a noun, please?
Can you get a plural noun instead? Oh, wait. Noun, pyre, P-Y-R-E.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
Move on. No, I don't want that one. That one's stupid.
Do you know what it is?
A pyre? Like a funeral pyre? Well, I guess it's just a pyre. Yeah, like the end of Return of the Jedi when Darth Vader's like gone and Luke's like...
It's what? No, it's like Lord of the Rings. Like,
yeah, and then... That's a funeral pyre because he like lit his dad up.
It's a funeral rite.
Right.
Okay. You don't want to use that?
No.
Why are you such a
so, fine.
Baby?
You know what? Fine. I'll use that.
Gosh. Okay.
Okay. I need a verb.
Let's see. I want to use one of... Is Shanghai'd a verb? Can that be a verb?
Why not?
Shanghai'd. I don't know. It sounds terrible.
Like robbed?
Yeah. Like that's what I think of. Shang.
You got Shanghai'd?
Yeah.
Adverb.
I'm not good at this.
Action word ends in L-Y.
Ceremoniously.
I need another adverb.
Oh, radiology. No, that's not it. That's not one. That's not one. I saw L-Y. Suddenly.
Actually, that was G-Y.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Dang it.
You radiology. Just saw Y.
There's an L and a Y. Suddenly.
Okay. Plural noun, please.
Gummy bears. There are more than one.
There are, and they're all different colors.
Yeah.
However, red is hands down the best flavor.
Can you even taste a difference?
Yes, they're totally different in flavor.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
You can't taste
it. The clear one's like a weird, freaky pineapple
thing. That's the only one that you can taste.
The red is like cherry. The green one is like
you can't taste the difference. Don't act like you can taste the difference.
You can totally taste the difference.
No.
These are M&Ms. These are gummy bears.
I was gonna say, just like M&Ms. No. The only thing you can really taste the difference, Skittles.
Verb. Need a verb.
Verb. Texted.
And I need an adverb.
Oh. Is that the last
that's
one?
That's the L-Y. This is the last one.
I'm looking.
Need an adverb. Need an adverb. Waiting on an adverb.
Yeah, I just keep waiting because I have to refresh the page because I've used all the adverbs.
Hey, thanks to everybody on Facebook who's helping us out even though this awesome phone line isn't working.
Ah, it's so annoying.
Come on.
Hold on. You can't tell me. It's Facebook.
Mitch, give me an adverb.
Adverb on the way. Nope, already used that. The Steves have one that I'm not seeing. No. Is swindled an adverb?
No, it is not an adverb.
What is swindled?
An action word that ends
is
in
L-Y.
L-Y.
I forgot.
We do this every single week.
I'm not good at this. No, you have people call in every week and tell you what it is. I don't know what it is. Okay, you have to think of one. There isn't one.
Give me a verb. You give me a verb.
A verb.
Action word.
Hmm.
You can do it.
Fly.
Flyly?
Flyly. Fly. No.
Really?
Really.
It's like quickly.
L-Y.
Yeah.
Really.
It's like quickly or somethingly.
I don't know. You can't tell me.
You are the worst.
Historically.
Historically? That's not an action word.
History is action.
Historically, there's no action.
Have you seen any history movie?
Yeah, there's none action. Are you kidding me? It's 7 hours. There's 3 minutes of action in a 7-hour movie.
Oh, adverbs.
Here's what I want you to Google. Google the best adverb in the world.
The best adverb in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
See what comes up.
List of adverbs.
List of adverbs.
Commonly used. Best
adverb. Best adverb ever.
Momswhothink.com, really? That's what I was just led to. Come on. I don't know. This isn't happening. Carefully, correctly, eagerly, easily, fast, loudly, patiently, quickly, quietly. And
okay, give me one. Just pick one.
Eagerly.
Eagerly.
Because I was so eager to get an adverb. It was the worst.
Man. Yeah, it was. It really was.
I can't help it.
It is Mad Lib Monday. Oh. What?
I get it. Thebes tweeted. He said, Bruce Lee. Action word ends in Lee.
I'm going to use that even though it doesn't fit because I think it'll probably be funnier if Bruce we just Lee. Use Bruce Lee.
If you say it like that, Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Because it's not Bruce Lee, it's
That's
Bruce Lee.
That's hilarious. Mad Lib Monday. How to become a Jedi Knight.
Okay. Here we go.
Want to be a Jedi epidermis? Follow these astronomical steps. Number one, find a Jedi Master. In order to become a stinky Jedi, a young Padawan or a Jedi apprentice needs to learn from someone who has hungrily mastered his or her training. Perhaps Master Travis Barker is available. He would be an awesome
Isn't
Jedi.
He amazing.
He's a Jedi on drums, so
he
that
really
works out
is.
For me. Number two, study the ways of the Force. It takes a lot of carnivorous patience and belief in the Chuck Taylors around you. But a Padawan must understand the Force before he or she can really practice the ways of a banana. Okay. Number three.
That was the one I said, so sure. Banana.
Number three, make your own light bologna. That actually kind of works. Like light bologna.
Light bologna.
Like less fat.
Yeah.
Find special metacarpals to place your lightsaber's pyre. What? Then commune with the Force to make it Shanghai'd. This is terrible. Number four, listen ceremoniously.
Ah.
Finally, and most suddenly, do as the older and wiser Jedi gummy bears tell you. Even if they want you to text Bruce Lee.
That works. That works.
All right. I'll accept that, and there it is.
No, not Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
It's a
They want you
advert.
To text Bruce Lee. Not Bruce Lee. Don't text Bruce Lee.
No, you gotta text Bruce Lee.
No, he's dead. You can't text
no,
Bruce Lee.
No, you gotta text Bruce Lee.
What?
Bruce Lee.
How do you text Bruce Lee?
No, you're not texting.
Ta, 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 ta. And then you're like hitting all the, I don't know.
No, you're not texting Bruce Lee. You're texting Bruce Lee.
Right. That's what I said. You're texting Bruce Lee.
No, Bruce Lee.
No, Bruce Lee.
No, Bruce Lee.
You're texting
Lee.
Bruce. That's no, what I said. You're texting Bruce Lee.
Okay.
Man.
Noonie. No, it's
no, it's pronounced noonie.
Noonie.
You're saying noonie. I am saying noonie.
Noonie.
Wow. Can we play a culture shock?
Yeah.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. You can do it. I believe in you.
Okay. Wait for the page. Accident. Spain at Eubank.
Uh-oh.
Careful. Paving operations, Sunport at Yale, and road construction. The roadway is reduced to one lane, Coors at Central, but once again, be careful. Accidents, Spain at Eubank.
All right, that's your look at traffic?
Yes.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Let's give those guys a call. Oh, wait, we can't.
We can't. Yeah. So, you know
I
what?
Apologize if you guys try and call in this morning. I don't even know what happens when you try and call in. So, I haven't tried this morning, but our phone lines are down.
You know when you there's something wrong with your car and it's like, oh, I should get that fixed, but you kind of just ignore it because you don't want to get it fixed?
No, I don't know that because you should take care of it right away, woman.
But think about this. I do that. So, and then something else goes wrong, and then eventually the entire thing just breaks. Okay, so that's kind of like what we did with this phone line, because at first it was like not dialing right, and you'd be like, okay, hang up, try again. And then all of a sudden our extension line goes out, so we can't call SOPO at their extension. We have to call their real 338-3669 number.
So then me, being a man, was
I'm
like,
I'm gonna fix it.
I'm gonna fix it right now.
All right, fix it, Felix.
And then I completely broke it. Yeah, so I apologize for myself.
That day was awful. I was like, you unplugged it and now it doesn't work. Awesome.
Yeah, I completely broke it.
Great job. It probably has to be reprogrammed. They probably have to take apart the entire studio and take out walls because of you now.
Yeah, I just assumed that, well, like when your router stops working and you unplug everything and then wait a minute and plug it back in and it works again.
No.
Didn't work. You know what? Phone system.
The dude that's coming in, his name is Jim, right?
Chances are, yeah.
Okay, he's gonna look at you and say you're stupid.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
He's gonna say, so what was the problem? Well, it was kind of acting funny, so I pulled everything. I pulled the plug and ripped everything out of the wall.
Whoa, 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 whoa! You pulled the plug?
Well, yeah, because
it's over. Well, no, it's over. You can't. You're never gonna have a phone line again.
You know,
why would you do that? Because when you do that, you reset everything, and it doesn't reset the way you want it to. It's over.
Yeah, but like,
it's like no. It's like when you die, it's over. You can't come back to life.
Your router and stuff. It's like, no, doesn't work the same way.
It's done.
Okay. You know how when something breaks and you fix one thing, then you think you can apply that to every other aspect of your life, and it'll fix everything exactly the same way. Yeah. That's what I did with the phone lines.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
I think my husband did something like that with something else, and he thought it would work for the vacuum, and then he took apart the vacuum, and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Sweet.
Guess I'm doing a lot of sweeping.
So on your Christmas list, you would probably put a vacuum.
A really nice vacuum.
Yeah,
one that doesn't break.
Yeah. One that sucks.
Didn't.
See what I did? Because that's actually what you want.
Yeah.
You want a vacuum that sucks.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Who are you, Hoover? Like.
What?
Like.
It's a joke.
The vacuum
it's hilarious.
Because weren't they the ones who had like the vacuum commercial where they were vacuuming and then the dog from downstairs was on the roof because it... No? Never mind.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never mind.
Oh, man. It is Monday and we have two options for you cover to cover. All you MXPX fans, you could either hear Secret Weapon by MXPX or Reliant K, Let It Snow, Baby, Let It Rain, Dear. Their Christmas record. It's December. These were suggestions from listeners this morning. So we thought, why not MXPX or Reliant K?
That is my favorite record. Listening
what?
I could listen to that record, the Reliant K record, year round.
Did you vote
then? In fact,
then?
I do. No, like, don't have a Facebook, so it'll be our static vote.
This is your vote. You can vote for whoever you want.
Done. Now we're. Right. Oh, no. Dang it.
Get your vote in right now for cover to cover, MXPX or Reliant K. Who shall win? You got a little over an hour until cover to cover, so get your votes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming right back. Got some Micah Talks, also some Athlete. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Some Copeland. Do you hear what I hear?
I did not want that to end.
It's good stuff right there.
I think you guys were having some crazy sport conversation, but I was just listening to this.
Steve came in to discuss the wonder that is the latest and greatest of the UNM Lobos. That's right. They won again.
Which is
on
good.
The road.
I think I saw something about that.
Pulled it off in overtime. Lobos basketball.
I saw it on the news.
We were at a Lobo football game this last year with the boys, and the team was there, and Jack and Luke got to go down and take pictures with Hugh Greenwood and Tony Snell, and they were losing their minds.
That's so cool.
Those are some of the nicest guys
in the world. Good season to meet them.
They're doing fantastic. We're ranked, undefeated.
Does our ranking go up now that we won another game?
Because
we're 25. That's where we were at, right?
Right, but I mean, if the top 25 teams keep winning and everybody keeps doing well.
Oh, so then it doesn't move.
Yeah, it depends on what happens with all the other teams and schedule and...
Okay. That makes sense.
It could. I mean, we're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about any... I don't follow everybody else.
The news said that every game is a different person stepping up.
Yeah.
That's what the news said. That's what I heard.
You know what? Here, you get the ding right there. Hey.
Thank you.
You were listening to the news.
Yeah, it was an accident. Hilarious. I turned it directly after that.
But you're attentive and you're trying. Last night I got a text from you. I could tell you are obviously very, very happy by this. But first of all, where were you that you were watching the Cowboys game?
We had dinner with my in-laws.
Are they Cowboy fans or what?
Yes.
And so for the second week in a row, you were watching the Cowboys play.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, yeah. So
you're doing
proud.
A good job. Watching some football.
I left when it was, it was shortly after it was 17-17.
Okay.
So I didn't see the end of the game.
Cowboys won.
Oh, but guess what I did?
What?
My father-in-law is sitting there like yelling in the chair.
Of course.
And I said, you know, there's a name for you. I found out what it is. Armchair quarterback. And he's like,
no,
I know.
No way. You can't
okay
call
it.
Somebody that in front of them.
Oh, I did. What? I don't talk about people behind their back. I say it to their face.
Oh, snap.
That's
girl.
That's right.
So what did he do?
He agreed.
He's an armchair.
He was okay.
Who was he yelling at? Tony Romo? Probably?
Yeah, because no, he's been like a lifelong Cowboys fan,
uh-huh.
And my mother-in-law has been trying to convince him to change because they've sucked for the past few years.
Oh yeah.
And apparently that's what
they
said.
Yeah, but you can't quit your team.
Right. That's what he said. He said you can't just quit your team because they're bad for a long time.
Right.
And so
it's your team.
That's his team, and he's not going to quit.
Right.
And so I guess she's not a Cowboys fan. I don't know. Maybe she a Giants fan? I don't know.
Okay. So you watched the game.
So I watched the game.
Are you feeling enlightened? You've been watching sports lately. Are you
well,
okay?
Well, I was crocheting okay? while I was watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't really watching. I was crocheting, and then I was also listening to Queen. It was a confusing night.
How were you listening to Queen at somebody else's house? Like in your iPod or what?
No, it was actually playing out loud. I was like, it's a killer Queen. And I was like singing while I'm crocheting, and I'm like, oh, what just happened? Replay? Okay, cool.
Wow. Who are you?
I don't know.
Where's my normal co-host?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. You've been spending too much time with me, apparently, because now you're like watching sports.
No, can I let you in on a little secret?
Yeah.
My dad watched football all the time.
Okay.
So I know what's going on.
Yeah, but you normally don't care.
But I don't care. I still don't care.
Yes, you do.
The biggest, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Okay.
If I'm there at the game, it's cool. I probably could get into it as long as there's some like nachos or something. Like, I don't know, I need some food. Like, why else am I there?
Have I ever told you my NFL story with nachos?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Yesterday, the Buccaneers played the Denver Broncos, mm-hmm. and I, for one, am really glad I didn't go to this game, because I was planning on going to the game.
Was it in Denver?
It was in Denver.
Okay.
And so it was, you know, pseudo-close, about mm-hmm. 6 hours away. So
oh.
the plan was to go do that.
Yeah.
But I was guest teaching at my church yesterday, so... I did that instead.
Darn.
Which was way better.
Yeah.
Let me be
especially
honest.
Especially because way the Buccaneers better. Lost, right?
Yeah. So last time the Bucs played Denver in Denver, I went to the game.
Oh, okay.
And so myself, Chrissy, and my dear friend Johnny B, guitar mm-hmm. player for the Echoing Green, we all went to the game together. And I was sitting in the middle. Chrissy was to my right. Johnny was to my left. And it was rowdy. That's a loud, loud stadium. To a point where yesterday Peyton Manning went,
afar.
Shh. And he started like trying to quiet down the crowd because he couldn't hear and he was trying to talk to his team. And this stadium full of people shut up for
really?
Peyton Manning.
That it was so cool.
One of the most impressive things I've ever seen because he quieted an entire stadium. And it was like, yep, Peyton Manning. He is awesome.
That's cool.
So we're there.
Power.
It's scary. It's intense. And I didn't know where the visitor side was. I didn't know, you know, mm-hmm. I'd never been to Mile High at the time, Invesco. Now it's like Sport Authority. You know, every field changes
yeah.
every year now because of
people
corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. But so we're sitting there and we're sitting in a Broncos section and I'm
uh-oh.
Decked out wearing my Buccaneers jersey. And,
but those
and,
are the seats you got.
Yeah, those okay. are the seats we got. So we're watching the game and everybody's going crazy. I'm paying attention to the game. That's what I do. I'm at a football game.
You paid a
That's
lot of money.
It's the first time I had ever seen the Buccaneers live.
Mm-hmm.
I was
crying.
So excited.
Yeah.
So we're there at the game.
What
and
did he
sitting
do?
Directly in front of me is this ginormous Broncos fan. scary, scary 7 foot tall of a man.
Okay.
So when I cheer, I'm like, something happened. And then I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Please don't fight me. You're a really big, scary Broncos fan. So watching the game. Well, our quarterback, long pass, catches it. First down, and I jump up because I'm excited.
Nachos.
But what I didn't see was Johnny B, my dear friend, at that exact moment was passing nachos over to Chrissy, and they were like going by my lap as I jump up for this first down. Yeah, no! As I see nacho cheese sauce fly all over this 7 foot tall man sitting directly in
front
of me.
Probably in his nice jersey.
Can I just say, okay, first of all, he stands up, looks at me, cocks his fist back, and his wife had to grab his arm because he was going to hit me.
Oh.
We're talking like dude had a big old like circle in his back pocket from his dip and like, you know, big old trucker hat.
Yep.
Scary, scary, scary man. Oh. Now, what didn't help the situation was his little wife and her friends were there, and he has nacho cheese sauce all over him, which was quite hilarious to behold if you're not me.
Right.
Or him. So they're all in tears laughing. And I'm sure that did not help the situation. I thought he was going to kill me. And so I'm like, sir, if I could just, here's, and I'm like, with napkins, like trying to scoop off cheese.
That's always the worst part, spilling something and having to
and
touch
his
them
wife
after.
Was like, no, okay, no, dear. All right. And she's like pushing him away.
Get away.
Yeah. She pushes him away and they leave and come back. And he's wearing a new shirt that he bought from the, you know.
He went and bought a new one.
Yes. And I'm like, can I pay for that? Is there anything I can do? And I kid you not, he looks at me and goes, Bud Light. Like with the scariest. And I'm like, can I get a beer over here, please? I'm sorry. Where are all, there's beer guys everywhere. Where are you? I was like frantic because I thought he was going to kill me. It was the worst thing. And I think he thought it was intentional.
Yeah.
Because it was already kind of like this back and forth of I'm cheering, he's cheering, and then there's nacho cheese sauce all over him. It was the worst, best, worst thing that has ever happened to me.
I'm so sorry.
It was unreal. So needless to say, you know, yesterday the Bucks were playing in Denver, and I was like, you know, maybe I'll skip this one.
Yeah, you know what? That's why I'm not a huge fan. Another reason I'm not a huge fan of football, because everyone's so intense.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really for any one particular team, but when somebody is, it's it. That's it for them. Like
that's their lifeblood.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's okay.
It's like this dependency on their win. And actually, I've had two teachers in my life. My eighth grade history teacher who was a Broncos fan.
Uh-huh.
If Broncos lost,
that
over.
Monday was like the worst day at school.
Oh my gosh! You did not. One time, you didn't even show up. We're like,
he was in mourning.
Yeah. And that was the year that I guess they redid their stadium or whatever.
Okay.
And so he has seats, like those that are his seats. And when they got rid of the seats, he got to bring his seats home.
Oh, wow.
And so he put his seats in the classroom and no one was allowed to sit in them. They were like caution taped off.
Right.
So he was that person. And then my senior English teacher was crazy Steelers. And that was the year that the Steelers won. It was like a party up in there.
I've had to try and get over that because I will be completely, I'm that sports guy. I'm the guy where like if the team loses, I don't want to get out of bed for 3 days. Yesterday was difficult because man, we looked terrible. The Buccaneers looked terrible.
Well, can't be worse than the Jets, right?
They won yesterday.
Oh, so they won. That's weird.
So actually, it was worse than the Jets because the Jets actually won.
So this is
finally benched their starting quarterback, and hopefully Tim Tebow gets a start soon. So
what I just said didn't help at all.
Yeah, it didn't help at all. Cool. Thanks, bro. Sorry. The Jets won yesterday.
I thought they were really terrible and they didn't win anything.
They are, but they won at home against the like worst team in the one of the worst teams. The Arizona Cardinals are absolutely dreadful. So, yeah, the Jets beat them.
What are you going to do?
We lost to Peyton Manning and a phenomenal Broncos team who's probably going to be in the Super Bowl. So, I guess I can't be that bummed.
Wait, the Broncos are going to be in
They're incredible. I'm waiting to see. Maybe the Texans, who's going to beat them in the AFC? I don't know.
AFC.
That's just my projection.
Football communication.
Yes, very, very close. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the AFC. After football, what?
Communication.
Yep, totally.
After football commercial.
Yes, that's the conference.
All the commercials after conference.
Yes, that's it. That's the league right there. The AFC after football conference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doing my best.
Awful football conference. Oh, snap.
That's what it is.
Oh, I'm an NFC fan. So.
Okay.
Can we do traffic?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no. There's an accident, Spain at Eubank, as well as paving operations, Sunport at Yale, and the roadway is reduced to one lane at Coors and Central, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Don't forget, we are 45 minutes away from Cover to Cover.
Get your vote in.
Get your vote in now. There are two on the voting block here.
MXPX
or Reliant K.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited who's winning right now.
That's happening,
I think,
right now.
You know what? I can't complain if either of these people.
I love MXPX.
Bands. Yeah, no, they're really good.
But so. I'm partial to Reliant K, I think.
They have my heart.
Well, they have a dear friend in the band. So.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Ethan, I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta root for them. However, MXPX Secret Weapon. Love that record!
I've actually never heard the record.
What?
So.
Okay, get your vote in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you want to hear? MXPX or Reliant K for Cover to Cover? Right now we got the Rocket Boys for you, Marching to the Palace.
This is not a Christmas song.
It is not, but it is Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Waverly. Heart That Won't Let Go. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hola, 8:45.
That's right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
It's December 3rd. It's a little early.
You know what? Christmas year round. Whatever.
Yeah, that's right. We had first week of Advent this last Sunday at church, and so, you know, I feel in the quote-unquote Christmas spirit. You know?
Which is great, because it's like 90 degrees outside.
Is that weird?
It's so disappointing.
It is. Yesterday, leaving service, I had to take my coat off.
See, it's so sad.
It's too, like, hot.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, I went longboarding, and that's when I realized it is way too warm out here.
It's December,
people. It's December, and I am longboarding. Usually, by now, it would be in the closet. Like, I'm not going to go longboarding because it's freezing outside.
I want a white Christmas.
Yeah.
I really, 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 really do.
It's really upsetting because I don't think it's going
to
happen.
So
it's
we should go to Durango.
Right?
Let's go to Durango for Christmas.
We all could. Every single one of us.
We'll all go snowboarding together.
Got a place to stay. My mom lives out there.
There you go.
And I think I could get us a hookup for Wolf Creek.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay.
White Christmas.
I want it so bad.
Except I really just want it at my house.
Right,
here. So I don't have to go anywhere. And so, I get up and go in the backyard and there's snow on the ground. And me and the boys make a snowman and it's wonderful.
You know those like fake frosted window things that you can have? Like,
yeah.
I hate doing that because I have this false expectation that it's going to be nice and cold outside. And it's not. It's cold and there's no snow. It's really disappointing.
We asked the question on Facebook, what do you want for Christmas? And here's the thing. In Newark, apparently, some people, they want some more money for Christmas.
Of course.
A lot of people, allegedly, have been trying to get some more money out of the mayor, saying, hey, mayor, check it out, bro.
Is that a female horse?
We on food stamps, and it's not enough money.
Okay.
So here's the deal. On Tuesday, the Newark mayor, starting tomorrow, plans to live off of the equivalent of food stamps for an entire week.
Huh.
To prove these people wrong. How crazy is this?
That is, well, making his point.
Yeah. Cory Booker, mayor
of New
York.
Is it just him or is it a family? Or is that how much he would get if he were just by himself?
Well, here it is. His income obviously does not qualify him for food assistance. So here's what he's going to do. He is spending $4 on food per day for the entire week, which is roughly in line with the USDA figures for a one-person household. That's about $1.40 a meal.
Okay.
So if he plans to eat three meals a day.
And that doesn't sound like a lot, but we don't know what the cost to living is out there.
Four bucks. So $1.40 a meal is what he gets to spend. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So
a lot of rice and potatoes.
He actually posted this up, and it's he went to a grocery store out in Jersey. So, he could get some meal suggestions within the food stamp budget.
Okay.
Check this out. For breakfast, he can get 1 6-ounce strawberry.
One strawberry?
Strawberry and banana Yoplait. So it's not really a strawberry.
Oh.
It's a 6-ounce Yoplait, like a little yogurt.
Strawberry flavored.
Okay. About 99 cents. And an 8-ounce carton of Tropicana OJ. $1.39.
That's good.
It's $1.38.
Okay.
The nutritional value, meh.
Yeah, it's a lot of fruit.
So, or two eggs, which would cost him 53 cents, and one bacon slice.
That's so sad.
You'd have to get a package of bacon and average that out for the week, which would be about 45 cents.
But two pieces of bacon.
So, two eggs and one slice of bacon would come out to 98 cents. So, that's breakfast for less than a buck.
For one person.
All right. I don't know that I could do this, man. No. I'd be staring at my plate of like two tiny little eggs and a piece of bacon. I can't have one piece of bacon.
No, at least.
We cook the at least one package of bacon at our house because the boys love bacon too. So we, like, I'll have five or six pieces of bacon.
Yeah.
I know that's terrible for me. I get it. I don't need any people to call in and tell me how awful that is for
me. They can't call in. So that's great.
That's right. Still
broken. Which is funny because I keep seeing the red light flash like somebody's on the line, but it's not there.
Our engineer walked in, so I saw him. So yeah, that will be fixed momentarily. I don't think I could live off this, man. Check this out. For lunch, 1 8-ounce frozen meatball sandwich. I guess you can get it for a buck at this grocery store. 1 2-ounce package of carrots.
Okay.
57 cents. That's $1.57 for lunch. Or two hot dogs. That would come out to 44 cents. With buns, 37 cents. That's 81 cents total. So two hot dogs. That's it. But that's it.
That's gross. No ketchup, no mustard.
No condiments, yeah.
You know, it sounds difficult, but I'm like living testimony that the Lord provides.
Absolutely.
Like we've had times where like we don't know where our next meal's coming from. We really don't understand. Like we had to pay these bills and now we can't eat.
Right.
And so it's happened. And I mean, not so long ago we were like, I don't know, but it was during those times where like we don't know where our next meal's coming from. I gained weight because I had so much food. People were just like, here, you want to invite us over for dinner, blah, blah, blah. And like, they would just bring us dinner, things like that. People respond and...
The community of God is amazing and does respond. You're right. So here it is this entire week. We'll keep you updated. Cory Booker, the mayor in Newark, planning to live off of $4 a day for the next week. We'll see how that goes.
I heard something.
Did you hear a little child?
Yeah. Do you hear it?
Yeah, I hear him.
Okay.
I believe I hear him. It's 8:52 now, which means we're 8 minutes away from cover to cover, a record in its entirety, front to back, cover to cover. Reliant K or MXPX, get your vote in at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We open that door.
Yes.
Hey, hello. I want to interview him. Bring him on in here. We have a special guest coming in.
Special guest.
Yes. Gotta close the door, though. Oh, he does not like that. Hello.
Hello.
In studio, Brody Parker Jeter.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Oh, I knew it was his foot.
That is so sad. He just had to get his little foot pricked, huh? Yeah, not cool. No. Blood work done. If you're on the webcam, you can see the newest addition to the Steve-O household.
Aw, look at that one.
His name is Brody, and he's incredible. That's right. I'm so happy he's here.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break, and we are going to get your votes tallied up, and we are going to play a record cover to cover in its entirety.
I have a feeling it's Reliant K.
MXPX or Reliant K, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be Reliant K. Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you want to hear.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. MyStaticRadio.com. All right. It is 9 o'clock, which means time for cover to cover. Wow. Okay, so apparently it is time for Christmas music because we put up MXPX Secret Weapon against Reliant K's Let It Snow, Baby Let It Reindeer.
11-6.
Okay.
That's right. What they won.
If you didn't vote, you don't get to complain. That's how it works. In fact, that's really how it works in life,
voted.
Too. So as long as you vote. You did vote.
And I got what I wanted.
You did get what you wanted. It's Reliant K, Let It Snow, Baby Let It Reindeer, cover to cover. Next week, I'm thinking we got to try and put Dustin Kensrue's up there because his Christmas record is brilliant.
I've only heard a bit of it, but yes.
It's good. It's really good.
We'll do that next week.
Yeah, versus something else awesome. I don't know. Who knows? All right, are you ready?
It's time.
All right, cover to cover. It is Reliant K, Let It Snow, Baby Let It Reindeer, right here. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. So Reliant K did a Christmas record.
Yeah, and this is it, actually.
Our cover to cover for Monday, December 3rd. Next week, Dustin Kensrue's Christmas record up against what? Purple
Something
Rain
else.
By Prince.
By Prince. Unfortunately, I think Prince would win.
Why is that unfortunate?
Well, I mean, I think you're wanting Dustin Kensrue to win, but I think
I
Prince
know,
would
man.
Win.
I'll tell you right now, if it was up against Thriller by Michael Jackson, Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Well, obviously he'd win.
That's one of the greatest records of all time.
Unfortunately.
Can I just say that?
They will not be in the running.
We've been listening to that like all week, me and the little Jeter boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good listen.
Dude, The Girl Is Mine, Paul McCartney, Hello. Not to mention Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, PYT, Human Nature. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've been really listening to it.
I really have. I think it's one of the best records.
You said that in order.
Yeah. Well, it starts off. Got to be starting something. Yeah, that's the first track. I could go through the whole. You want to just do the whole Thriller record
Let's
in its entirety?
It.
You
yeah.
and me, a cappella?
Yeah.
Okay.
So bad.
Or that is it for us and we are out.
Yeah. Thankfully, we are
thankfully.
Out.
Yeah, because we're running out of good ideas.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the entire Thriller record a cappella would be interesting. And we were voted to do a musical coming up.
Yes.
For one of our shows.
We were.
I don't know how that's going to work or
if we're actually
going
to
do this.
It's going to have to be one of those musicals where there's talking involved.
Yeah.
Because I just can't
imagine.
But
you have to talk like you're in a musical. Oh, Mitch, things have been fantastic at the station. I can't begin to tell you. Christmas is coming soon.
Christmas is coming soon.
Right. And then we bust in the song and the orchestra plays. Yeah.
Orchestra. There has to be an orchestra.
We shall see.
No, we can't have an orchestra. We have to have like a bad like boom box in the background or something.
Yes. Who knows? We'll work on it.
Yeah. No,
we'll see what happens.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
We're going to go do that right now, actually. We're out and coming up next to Adri and some good music from you two. We got some Abel on the way, the classic crime, Switchfoot. Why not?
Stuff.
Yeah. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Chase two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.